Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Football.
Yeah. Let's get our resident defensive scheme expert in here, Patrick Roycey. Your thoughts on Brian Flores, Patrick?
Maybe he was the first choice all along. It didn't look good when the guy went to Carolina instead of here, but maybe they were just waiting for Flores. We don't know if Peyton wanted him in Denver or not, right? He wanted to talk to him, I guess, but good for them. I think they I became skeptical of the Vikings defense last year in the season opener, even though they shut down the Packers, because I couldn't figure out what all this big mass of openness in the middle was when you were watching it. I couldn't figure out what was this? I mean, Rodgers had a bad day and he had no receivers and they looked good against it, but I just never quite figured out what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
You got to, if you're going to leave that, you better have decent cornerbacks, right? If you're going to try to play that way, that can follow those guys when they're running into that open spaces. It was really weird. I never figured it out. But obviously it was what O'Connell thought he wanted in a defense when it started. And then after seeing it, he decided he didn't want it. But anyway. So Ed will live in infamy along with Schnelker as a assistant coach here.
Well, Schnelker was actually good at his job. That was
the
difference.
Yes, that was true. Do we know, had Ed been a defensive coordinator previously, or was he always a number two guy? Oh, he was in Pittsburgh, right?
Green Bay.
All over the place.
Yeah.
This is like his fourth stint, I think, as a defensive coordinator. Probably his last.
You know, sometimes this whole idea, I have a system and that's what I'm going to do. You should pay pretty much look at your personnel first, shouldn't you? I mean, shouldn't you let the personnel dictate what you want to do defensively? Why do you have to have a system? Why don't you say, well, I got Hunter and I got Smith, so I'm going to put them on the outside and let them rush the quarterback instead of have them chase the tight ends down the field or something like that. So yeah, I'm not a big believer in that they all have to fit my system. But anyway, this has got to be an upgrade for sure.
I think the most dangerous thing in sports, Pat, is this too. The association game. Well, you worked for Vic Fangio.
Yes.
So if I can't hire, like we've seen that in every sport, right? Like, I can't believe that we got this guy that knows that guy. And so many times it blows up. And the guy is, you know, he might be a capable position coach, but there is no way that he belongs as a coordinator. And certainly knowing Vic Fangio doesn't make you Vic Fangio.
No, and the unique thing is football is the only sport where assistant coaches are deemed responsible for failure, right? They're the only football only one. I mean, you know, you don't look at the Timberwolves and when they're at Barrett saying, boy, they got terrible assistant coaches. You don't look at the hockey team and say, they got the wrong assistant coaches. You know, baseball to some degree, you can get mad at the pitching coach and the hitting coach, but generally it's you put the blame on bad players and the front office. So football is unique in the sense that we love to blame assistant coaches for failures instead of head coaches, which I guess that's got something to do with having 22 players, having 22 starters and 11 players on the field. And it's, you know, as I've said for years, the greatest genius in football coaching history was the guy in the late 1950s who decided to start calling these people coordinators instead of that keeps them from getting fired. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things, I can't remember which week it was, but it was second half of the season. And Kevin O'Connell had said to the media that, you know, Ed and I have had some sit downs, and I can't remember if he said this directly or if it was just reported, but Kevin O'Connell had gone to Ed and said, here is what I would do to pick apart your defense and why it's so predictable. And I think it changed for maybe a game where they blitzed like 40% or something. Like they were aggressive one day, but he went and hired the exact opposite. So he was complaining that Ed Donatell was too predictable, right? That everything was easy to dissect. Even Daniel Jones could get up there and dissect you. Brian Flores, there's a bunch of in-depth great articles about this, but Pro Football Focus, when he was in Miami a couple years ago, they somehow combed through all the film and they ranked each defense based on the uniqueness of their secondary looks. Like, so how much are they changing up their secondary looks? And the Dolphins were the second most disguised secondary team in the entire league. So you've gone from predictable shell to anything could happen on any snap now with Brian Flores, Pat.
Well, that's good. To me, the real curiosity becomes the two guys that got hurt this year, Sin and Booth, the big draft choices. Yes. Are either those guys going to be players or not? If those guys are players, then you got a chance to fix things pretty quickly. What does this mean for Harrison Smith? Does it mean he stays or goes, or what's it mean to him? I wonder.
I think it probably means he's back.
Is he fit? I suppose they want to, if he's going to run around and have all those different looks, he needs somebody smart back there, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah.
So another interesting one. So the Dolphins under Flores a couple years ago by far had the most safety blitzes. I think it was like 200 times they sent a safety throughout the course of a season in a pass rush, and no other team came close. Harrison Smith used to do that all the time under Mike Zimmer. Yes. And last year he did it like 12 times. So, yeah, Harrison Smith could be a weapon even at, what, age 34?
Yeah, and he's, you know, there's and Sin is, that's what Sin's supposed to be able to do too, right? Because he's not a cover guy. He's a go-get-em guy and a big hitter and all that. So, yeah, this is probably the absolute right hire to try to fix this thing. And Daniel Hunter's got to be very happy, doesn't he? He'll just get to be able to rush the passer again instead of worry about that other nonsense. Is he a 4-3 guy or not?
No.
Or is it
3-4?
He's
a Belichick 3-4. Yeah. Yep.
But it's a different. It's not the super cautious 3-4, right?
No, yep. It's the cover 0, cover 1 more than any team 3-4. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good hire for them, and it probably makes their problem is that they owe the football gods about 5 games next year. So that's still their biggest problem. But they're not going to be as lucky. But I think this probably makes them a playoff team again. I didn't know about that before, but I think he's that well thought of that and knows what he's doing, that probably makes him a playoff team again. So, but that's good enough, right? And they're still in this division, you know, suddenly we're fearful of the Lions. Okay. They had a pretty good run. The guy, the coach is still insane and they're still the Lions. They're still the Lions. There was Jim Schwartz had a good year and then they just became the Lions again. Right. So they're always going to be the Lions. The Packers stink. They don't know what they're doing, and the Bears are horrible. So they still go 5-1 in the division. So that's a good start, right? So.
If Flores makes the playoffs, though, if they make the playoffs, I guarantee you a year from now we'll be having this exact discussion again because he will get a head coaching job at that point, which he deserves.
Did Arizona hire yet, or they just
he pulled out.
He got told he wasn't going to get the job then, probably.
He supposedly called
them.
Did
he tell them?
Yeah, he did.
But they were going to interview him again on Wednesday, though, so he must have – they wanted to talk to him again this week, so he may have just told them, I'm Kyler Murray, go play video games.
I'm going to take it. Yeah, if he didn't like me the first time, the hell with you. So, plus, he's got the lawsuit going. So, right, it's still out there, right?
It's still going on, yes. Still active.
Yeah. Well, that's – you know, I'd love to complain about things the Vikings do, but I don't think we'd complain about this one. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. They better have a better. It's going to be interesting to if they figure out how to get a couple of draft choices. All these guys are getting rid of. They're going to try to trade first, right? Do you think Dalvin Cook gets a? You think they get anything for Dalvin?
Well, Judd thinks they can't get anything for any of their veteran players, but there's got to be some desperate teams out there that would. They would take a couple of them, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth round picks.
So Hunter stays, Smith stays. Who goes?
Kendricks goes, I think. Jordan Hicks goes. Za'Darius Smith now, I'm not positive about. I think he probably goes.
I think he stays.
Dalvin
now.
Should go.
Who? Dalvin is, yeah. Well,
there's no reason for Dalvin to be here anymore.
I mean, but Hicks and Kendrick saves you some money. Hicks doesn't save you any money, does he?
What's he saves like $5 million, $4 or $5 million or something.
Yeah, but he's a walker with tennis balls.
So they got to cut 18 just to be cap, just to be compliant. Where they have to be. But then they got to make room for who they're adding, right?
Yeah, there's some restructures that you can, like Brian O'Neill is an easy restructure that saves you 10 for this year because you can basically take money. He's under contract through 2026. You can basically take a chunk of his money from this year, spread it out through the length of the contract. And you could restructure Harrison Smith again, too, if you thought he had another year or two left. And he's still playing at a pretty high level. So,
it would seem to me that if they safety blitz and play that aggressively, they need him to tell somebody where the hell they should be running to, right? What they're doing on this play. And, he's still a warrior, I think. So I'd bring him back. That's for sure. They'll try
to
bring him back.
Greenway special, Patrick. The Greenway special. Yeah, hey, Harrison, you want to stick around? We love you.
They'll try to bring him at that was one of the biggest screw jobs in history, though, Greenway. They made him take a 50% pay cut, played him 350 plays, and then didn't give any of the money back. You're just going to be a part-time player. Then somebody got hurt. He played every down, and they didn't give him the money back. He should hate them for life, but I don't think he does.
I think they might help. They might open some doors for that vodka company. You know, I think he's got some nice connections
daughter must be something. Yeah. Eighth grader. She's an eighth grader, right?
It's incredible.
She scored 40 a game. She must be unbelievable out here at Providence Academy, right? And he's not the head coach, but I think he's involved.
They knocked off Hopkins, I think, at Hopkins last week, and it ended a home court win streak for Hopkins that I think dated to Paige Becker's sophomore year.
At least there was some ungodly long winning streak.
She is great.
They beat him. I think she's eighth grader, but maybe it's ninth. I'm not sure. I should go out and check her out. So watch her, see how good she is. She's already a pick any school in the country player, though. I don't think that she's probably not Iowa. You know, both mom and dad are. I played at Iowa, so they're probably the favorite to get her. But that's 4 years down the road. Who knows? She might go right to the WNBA. The way it sounds. Hey, by the way, we have Coach Reeve and has got the Olympic team in town here. Her U.S. national team's in town practicing, although a lot of them are playing in Europe. And she used that great influence during the WNBA free agent season to get nobody. All the big players went somebody else. Aren't they trying to? Why aren't they trying to schmooze up to the Olympic coach here?
Well, you know what's funny too is
signed here.
there's been all this talk about it's Las Vegas and the New York Liberty that have put together. They're calling them two super teams in the WNBA, mm-hmm. and the WNBA needs super teams like this. This is great, which I agree with. What would you have called the Lynx for those 9 years, winning championships with Hall of Famers everywhere? Yeah, the Lynx basically had the first super team in the WNBA.
Yes, they did. They had four, four of them are or will be in the Hall of Fame. I know they might have all be in now. Fouls is going to make it here, so she's. Mm-hmm. I think the others are in the Hall of Fame. So our basketball team had to come up with COVID, so they didn't go down to Illinois, huh?
Probably for the best.
Yeah. I'm very suspicious of. Yeah, we got a COVID case. And we could usually use a rest, by the way.
Looks like we're going to need a few weeks off here.
I didn't realize that we were still canceling games because of COVID.
Northwestern did it a couple weeks ago. They canceled two, and then they played like four games in a week or something like that. So, I didn't know. I didn't even know we were testing. I guess somebody comes in and says they're sick. Maybe – Ben went in after that game and said, "You all look sick." And then they decided to get tested or something.
But, that's what I heard happened. Yeah, for sure.
That could be it. Not far from spring training, fellas. When does it start?
Well, the World Baseball Classic kind of screws up the schedule, right? Are they pushing back the start of spring training? Or are they just stopping?
No,
they're stopping spring training.
They don't stop, but the players just take off. But Judd and I were both happy to see Carlos has decided not to participate, claiming that it's because his wife is soon to give child, right? John Heyman is reporting that he might have to have his right foot amputated, according to Heyman, that the ankle is so bad. So.
Yeah, he said that there's a doctor that told him it's the worst ankle that they've ever examined.
That feels a little aggressive. That makes the guy quite a warrior, doesn't it?
That doctor obviously didn't examine Jason Kendall's ankle or Robin Ventura's ankle.
Yeah, that was that's the message the Mets are trying to send out. Listen, the Mets wanted out. Boris called Cohen when he was having dinner and Hawaii, he probably had about four Mai Tais in him and said, "Yeah, I'll take him.
Let's do it.
And then they said, "Okay, how are we going to get out of this? I know we're going to hire the same doctor the Giants used to inspect him to see if if he now has a different opinion a week later. No, he doesn't. That was a phony deal from the start. The Mets didn't want him.
February 16th, Patrick. February 20th, position players. February 16th, pitchers and catchers. So soon. You going or no?
I don't believe so. No, I think my losing streak after 42 in a row, I think 42, missing one in 42 years, I did go last year. I don't think I'm going this year either. I am going to go to Arizona, though. I'm going to be in Arizona next week. I may go see Spencer Steer and write that column just to agitate the Twins about last year's trade. So he's supposed to be quite the kid, and he's going to be the third baseman for the Reds, and probably of the guys they gave away last year, the most ready to play in the big leagues. Although they got more infielders than they know what to do when they trade the batting champions.
Have you done Arizona spring training before?
Yeah, a few times, few times. Yeah.
It's pretty great. They put two teams in each complex. They're all
it's incredible now. I was still down there when the Rockies were over in Tucson. I went over there to see somebody do a piece on somebody, and Rick Sofield was managing the AAA team, and Ringlesby says, "Hey, the minor leaguers hadn't reported yet, but Sofield was in." He says, "Let's go over and see Sofield in the minor league clubhouse, this big minor league clubhouse." Sofield was, from the 70s and quite a ladies' man in his day. And he started telling mock stories. And we were howling for an hour and a half. It was one of the most fun things I've ever been through as a sports writer, because Rick was Rick on a couple occasions ended up in the room next to Manager Mock, and Manager Mock heard the hijinks that was going on and brought it up in the club in the little dugout the next day, and they were fantastic stories. God, it was great. Yeah, spring training down there. The weather's better too. It doesn't rain. Rain. You always play the schedule, and it was at one point 22 teams in Florida and 8 in Arizona, and it's now 15 and 15.
Yeah.
They had a team in Yuma. The Padres were in Yuma. That's my favorite.
Were in Yuma. And the Angels played their home games in Palm Springs, so they would stay in Mesa and play all road games for the first 3 weeks of spring training. And then they'd move their team over to Palm Springs, and then all the teams would have to haul over to Palm Springs and play a 2-game series there, and then fly and go. And now they're all right next to each other. It's amazing. They don't draw like the Florida does, but they it's convenience everybody who goes out there for spring training, as far as teams are concerned, they love it out there because they don't have games canceled.
It's pretty awesome.
No long bus rides either.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see if the Timberwolves can beat the actual Nuggets tonight.
We should. If I was Finch, I wouldn't even put my regulars on the plane yesterday. I'd just send out the Luka Garza All-Stars and take the walk. That's what I would have done.
Send a message right back to him. Yep.
Yes. Yes. All right, gentlemen.
All right, Pat. There he is. By the way, shout out to our friends at the University of St. Thomas. The Tommy men's hockey team making a playoff push. You can see great Division I hockey as the Tommies battle in the tough CCHA. Northern Michigan, the opponent this Friday and Saturday night. Go to TommySports.com to buy your tickets, or just come to the St. Thomas Arena ticket office on game day. TommySports.com in all of those games. St. Thomas hockey and basketball on 1500 ESPN Radio. See you guys.